Radio Now with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. I'm insider Dave Spadaro. Coach, Minnesota Vikings awaiting on Sunday. A couple of days ago, you played the Washington Redskins. I wonder, what's your message as the players came in today on Tuesday? After a win and after a loss, is it different?
It is different. Obviously, winning covers a lot of the negative sometimes that happens during the course of the week and obviously during the football game. But, you know, my message to the football team is this: we got to have our playmakers make plays, bottom line. And there just wasn't enough guys making plays. And we just got to stick to doing our assignments, doing our jobs, you know, one play at a time mentality, and not do too much. And sometimes I think that happens a little bit, and especially when you get behind in a football game, it can happen on both sides. So defensively, they're trying to press to make a play, and then offensively, we're behind, so we're pressing to make a play. And you don't have to do that. I think we're definitely good enough to get off the field on third down, and we're quite capable of staying on the field on third down, and we've just got to clean up a couple areas.
Do you generally keep it a positive message?
Completely. It's a tough business, and you know, I still want to be firm and still want to show them that, hey, listen, very disappointed. You know, nobody likes to lose in the National Football League, any of these games. But at the same time, you got to stay positive and focused. And there's still a lot of football left, a lot of season left. And there's still a lot of good in these football games.
What are the things that you learn about a locker room during the course of a two-game losing streak?
Well, you get to see who your leaders are, you know, the guys that you kind of have picked out throughout training camp and the early part of the season and see if they really are your leaders. You get to see that, and then you just see how the team kind of rallies together, and the locker room does not become divided, you know. It doesn't become an offense versus defensive thing, and there's no finger pointing, and that's a sign that you've got a good, solid, you know, veteran leadership locker room.
So you're liking what you're seeing as they rebound from these tough games?
I am liking what I see from these guys, and again, it's tough. Nobody likes to lose, but at the same time, you know, you get to see the resilience of your team and how well they come back and practice during the course of the week.
Doug, what's sticking out to you about this offense right now?
Well, you know, I still think we're very capable of running the football. I think we've been very successful there with some of the runs. It was a unique game this past week, so we didn't get a lot of plays, especially in that second quarter. And, you know, so the running the ball has been effective, and we've been able to do that. And I think Carson, you know, has done a nice job of shooting the ball down the field when we get the opportunity. I think one area that I could probably help him a little bit more is a little more in the quick passing game. But again, the circumstances of games kind of dictate how you go about your business. But you know, those are things that we, as you get into the course of the game, you dial up for your quarterback, and you know, we're not turning the ball over. That's obviously a positive. We got another pick six. Finally, we got a special teams return for a touchdown. So those things are beginning to sort of show up, and those are all the positives that going forward that we need to continue to build on.
The offensive line had such cohesiveness for four games. You've got a new starter at right tackle now. How do you build up that cohesiveness?
You just go to work every single day, and the guys rally around Big V, and we do whatever we can by game plan and by design to help him if we can. But you know, he'll learn from this last game, and he'll get better from it. Obviously, another week of preparation, going against another good defensive front, is a great test for him. You're kind of feeding him to the wolves right away. There's no warm up for him, so to speak. So, you know, we just keep loving him up. We keep coaching him hard. Stout does a great job with those guys, and we got all the confidence in the world in Big V.
It is interesting. You do feed him to the wolves, and it's a very tough assignment. Ryan Kerrigan's a Pro Bowl player out there. So how do you make sure that his confidence isn't damaged?
You know, you just have to point out the positive plays. You got to just go back and reiterate the good things that were that he did in the football game. And then at the same time, you put it aside and you focus on another set of circumstances. And you just dive back into football and the game plan. He's a mentally tough kid. He won't let too much of this bother him. He'll take it all in and spit out the bad and keep in the good, and he'll get ready for another test this weekend.
Chunk yardage in the NFL is so important. Are you getting enough?
You'd like to get more, obviously. You'd like to have a few more shots down the field. Again, it's, you know, based on protection and how well you run the ball, play action, pass. Again, It was a unique game that way. Second quarter, there wasn't a lot of plays, three plays, so we couldn't really get into what we wanted to do, even though we scored the 14 points and stayed right there. Would like to see a few more chunk plays down the field. But if you do that, you're going to give up something. A lot of times you end up those underneath routes tend to stay in because you're using them as blockers.
I really like the way Carson handled the media after the Washington game. It was on me. I held the football too long. This is the NFL. It's a tough spot. How has he handled the ups and now these two downs with you?
He's been great. He's been a pro's pro, and it's something that, you know, it's hard sometimes for a young quarterback to understand that, but he gets it. And that's the one thing that we all saw in Carson when we were looking at him in the spring and before we drafted him, was that this is a mature kid that can handle anything, the good and the bad. And to be quite honest, there hasn't been a lot of bad. Now, he's had some adversity with injury, but at the same time, he hasn't felt the sting of a lot of losses. So this is something that he's working through as well, but he's handled this very well.
On the defensive side of the ball, what can you and Jim and the coaching staff do to tighten things up?
It's assignment football, really. Guys have got to be in the right spot. We still need, you know, the aggression on defense is there. You know, guys are hustling. It's just the effort is there. It's just now just assignment football, detailing it, being in the right spot, moving their feet, you know, not staying behind blocks, getting off of blocks, getting to the pass. It's a mentality. Defense is a mentality, you know, it's not a big, you don't have to go in there and again reinvent the defense. I mean, the scheme works. Trust the scheme, trust the process, and everything should be fine.
It's Minnesota on Sunday. They're undefeated. How good a football team is this?
It's a good football team. It really is. They're obviously, you know, number one on defense for a reason, and they can get after the passer. You know, they don't do a ton. You know, you get to third down. One thing that is kind of showing up on tape and with the breakdowns is there's a lot of second longs and third and long situations in this game, which offensively we try to stay out of. In the last couple of weeks, we've been in too many third and longs. So we've got to do a better job on first and second down. You know, we got to have the ability to run the ball again, take a little pressure off your quarterback and not always putting him back there where they can tee off in passing situations. And defensively, obviously Sam Bradford, you know, we know him. We got to get after him. You know, that's one thing we got to do. And we got to get that pass rush back this week and play great, sound, fundamental football in the back end and give us an opportunity in the fourth quarter to pull this game out.
Coach, good luck on Sunday. Doug Peterson, one-on-one in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, presented by Wawa. Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa.